Today's share in the Deer Shoot Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Chaf Dalid Amud Aleph, and we're in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah in the middle of Siman Reish Nun Gimel, and we're up to the Ramah in Sif Hey that's found on the very top line. And we had discussed yesterday that one is not permitted to ask a non-Jewish person to heat something up for you on Shabbos if it's totally cooled off. And in fact, if the non-Jewish person did this, then you're not allowed to eat it on Shabbos even after it has cooled down. However, the Ramah continues and he writes, Amnon, in lo nitstanin kol kach, if it hasn't totally cooled off, shadayin ru'uyin lechol, that it is edible. Okay, it won't be boiling hot, it won't be very, very, very hot, but it's still not cold, it is somewhat lukewarm temperature. So in this situation, im chimimu oso ha'ino yehudim, if the non-Jewish person heated this type of a food up that wasn't cold, it was somewhat hot, then we don't kansi you in this situation, mutarim lecho, you are permitted to eat it. That's what the Ramah says today. The Mishneh Berurah in Sivkat and Sadi Zayin explains, therefore, v'lochein, af agav shenaneh mehachamim. Now, that's the language that the Mishneh Berurah uses, mehachamim. On the bottom it says, kavonoso mehachimim. Even though the person has benefited from the non-Jewish person's heating it up somewhat, nevertheless, shari b'di'evit, we allow this b'di'evit to still be eaten on Shabbos. Why? Kivin shayoyochel lecho below achamim. Because you were able to eat this even without it being heated up. It was edible, it wasn't cold, it was edible in its somewhat warm state. And therefore, Bafilu Hamido Aini Yehudi Agabo Eish Mamish, and therefore, even if the non-Jewish person put it actually on the fire itself, Bitsivoy, at your behest, Afal Pikain, even in this situation, Ain less or Hatavshul Bidyevid. Then Bidyevid, we don't say it's also because it really was edible beforehand, and you're not benefiting that much from his action. Dear Shafut 117 explains, Ulam Lagabi Yisrael Shechime Mayim B'Shabbos, as opposed to if a Jewish person heated up water on Shabbos, the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Nun Dalet says that the water is also even b'di'evit, Shemikom Wakam Hoilu Maisa, because it did benefit. So why over here is it different? So he writes, Shebitav Shoshin Itzdanin B'Chimimo, if it was a totally cold dish that you now heated up by the non-Jewish person, then that's an Issa D'Oraisa to have heated it up, and therefore the rabbis will kansi you if a non-Jewish person did it for you, that you can't get any benefit from it all Shabbos. As opposed to over here, it was already somewhat hot, and therefore it's not an Issa D'Oraisa to reheat it again. It had already been cooked previously, and it was still hot, so therefore it's only an Issa D'Rabbanan, and the rabbis didn't institute a knas in this situation. Thus, the Mishneh Berurah concludes over here at the end of Sivkat and Sadi Zayin, Afal Pikain ain't lesser a tavsha b'di'evit. Therefore, we don't go and prohibit this b'di'evit. Again, l'chatchila, you should not do this. But if it was somewhat hot still at the time that the non-Jewish person put it on the fire, we don't prohibit it b'di'evit. Mishneh Berurah Sivkat and Sadi Ches Mutar Lechol, Va'afilu chine ma'ena Yehudi tavshil u'basar b'yachad. Even if the non-Jewish person heated up in a way that it would be permissible to heat up basar, but there was also tavshil here, which means a liquid part of this dish is also being heated up. Va'tavshil loyo mitchilo roya lechol machmas tzinuso, and the liquid part of this dish over here was not hot, and therefore one would not have been permitted to heat this up under any circumstances. Nevertheless, afal pikein lo nesar basar. So while you can't have the tavshil part, the basar part is acceptable, kihua your royal lechol apitzonim, because it was edible even when it was cold. The gravy you can't have cold, but the basar could have been eaten cold, so therefore it doesn't become prohibited. The Ramah continues and he writes, Lochein, therefore, noagim sho'enam yehudim otziyim nakderos min ha'tanurim shemat minin bahen. Therefore, it is acceptable, this custom of allowing the non-Jewish people to take out your cooked dishes from ovens that had been insulated with the food inside of them, Umoshivin oson eitzel tanur beis hachoref olav, and they allow them, after they dished out, let's say, part of this dish, and now they wanted to keep it hot, maintain its heat for a future use that day, they allowed them to put it back on the side of or on top of these furnaces, these ovens that were used really for heat, beis hachoref, to heat up a house, a winter house. And the Ramah continues, and he says, "Umaveres hashivcha achar kachatan arhu." This furnace is not on right now, but the maidservant over here will turn it on later on. Vayidei hakderos chozvim v'nir tochem. And as a result of this, by turning on this furnace, it will also heat up the food that's been placed next to it or on top of it. On top of it was not a normal way that they would cook, as we'll see. And therefore, the non-Jewish person is permitted to do this. Aval ayidei Yisrael, but if a Jewish person to do this, aser, that's not permitted, b'chi ha'gavna, in this fashion, as is brought down in the name of the Trumas HaDeshen. Again, that was quite a mouthful. Let's see now inside in the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Sadi Tess. And he writes that this statement over here, Lochei Noagim Adele Elkoi, that goes back to the previous statement that we'd made, Uperusha, when it means as follows. The Kivin Sha'asu Lo Malein Yehudi Lohochem, you're not allowed to tell a non-Jewish person heat up food for you on Shabbos. Lekach Noagim Sha'enu Yehudi No Se Natav Shoshin Iskari. Therefore, the minhag was that the non-Jewish person would take this cold dish that was Niskara Legamri, it was totally cold, it's not a little bit hot still, and put it al hatanur kodem shuhusak, and they would put it on this furnace, this oven type of furnace, and they would put it there before they heated up this oven. Sha'oz leko shum iser, there certainly is no prohibition in placing a cold dish on a cold place. Kivun she'en shum esh betanur, at this point in time, there is absolutely no fire in this furnace. And now that the fact that the non-Jewish person is going to heat up this oven, ikar kavanoso, the essential purpose for doing so over here is eino el lachami beis achoref, the shari. That's really for the non-Jewish person to heat up the house because it's freezing cold. Because we have a rule, the hakol cholim heim etzotzino. We have a rule that everybody's considered somewhat as a sick person in regards to the cold, as we will see, this halacha is brought down later on Shulchan Aruch, and there is a din that for a sick person, you are allowed to ask a non-Jewish person to do things for them. This is called Amiru La'akum, in the situation of a chola, even she'ein bo sakana, there is no danger of death, we're not talking about that it's freezing and that they'll die of cold exposure, but we're talking here about that everybody's considered a little bit sick when it comes to the cold, and therefore v'lo l'chamim es atavsho, the purpose of lighting this furnace is not to heat up the food on the top of the furnace or adjacent to the furnace, but it's to heat up the house, which is permissible. I v'af t'havi psik reisha l'gabi atavsho sh'neschamim emela, even though this will be an automatic psik reisha, it will automatically occur as a result of heating up this furnace, obviously the food adjacent to it or on top of it is going to get hot too. Nevertheless, mikol makom ba'amir le'ein Yehudi, in regards to telling a non-Jewish person to do something for you, they have ishvus de lesbo maisa. The Mishnah says this is not an actual action. You're just talking to him. Lo machmerinon kulehai. We're not machmer, even though it's a psik reisha. Vishari af bipsik reisha. And it's actually permissible, even though it's going to automatically happen. There are a couple of interesting dirshu footnotes over here. Dirshu foot number 20 says, why can't you do this with a timer on an oven? You place the thing in the oven, and now before the oven is going to go on, even a Jewish person, and then the oven will go on by itself. Why is that not allowed? So the Chazon Ish says, "Shenechshav hadover kehanocha b'tchila b'Shabbos." That looks like you're actually cooking on Shabbos, and it's forbidden even if this oven had a blech on it. This is different than a non-Jewish person doing this over here. The explanation is because it's going to automatically happen with the oven on a timer, where it's not going to automatically happen with the non-Jewish person. They have to do an action. However, the Chazon Ish adds that if one were to do this on Erev Shabbos and place it there, and only the timer will go on Shabbos, that would actually be permissible according to the Chazon Ish. But Rav Moshe Feinstein, that's how Negros Moshe writes, that it's also even in this situation because it's a degradation of the covet of Shabbos, Zilusa de Shabbos. The Minchas Yitzchak Zatzal Dayin Weiss has a compromise position. He says, "Lahaniach be'erev Shabbos ein lahokel el letzorich gadol biakroy or letzorich mitzvah." He says you shouldn't follow the opinion of the Chazon Ish over here unless it's under extenuating circumstances or in regards to a mitzvah. Issue foot number 121 brings down when is it permissible to have a non-Jewish person turn on your furnace for you on Shabbos for heating up the house. That's only if you're in a really cold situation where it truly then is you're considered a chola she'ein bo sakana. However, under most circumstances, if it's just a little bit cold, to take a little chill out of the air, that would not fit this description. The issue foot number 122 in the third paragraph brings down, what about a refrigerator that you forgot to turn off the light inside the refrigerator? So if you open the door to the refrigerator, the light is going to go on. So Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal and the Igros Moshe brings down, you are allowed to tell a non-Jewish person to open up the refrigerator for you, and then he can turn off the light. Because this is again, an act of a psik reisha with amira l'nachri, l'amira l'yakum, and that's permissible, just like over here, we said that you could have them turn on the furnace in this situation, even though it's a psik reisha, that the food will get heated up. And there's also the opinion of Chaim Kanievsky, shlita. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman, as well as Rav Yashiv, disagree and say the two cases are not comparable. I ain't shown for the rest of this discussion. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, V'da, d'chol zeh be'evelech, Shebitaner Besachor Shalanu. This discussion that we're talking about is when you're putting it in this Ebelech. This Ebelech is some sort of a side compartment of the furnace of this Tanur Besachor Shalanu. Again, this is some small compartment that is attached to or nearby this furnace. She'ein Derech Lavasho B'chol Milamala Gabiatanur, and nobody normally would cook things on top of this furnace or in this compartment. And therefore, lekach nucha lomer, and therefore we're allowed to say over here, the ain ikar kavonas ha'ein a Yehudi by hesek rak l'chamim abayis. And therefore, when the non-Jewish person, with permission, turns on the furnace, this oven for the house, nobody's really doing this to cook the food, even though it's a psik resha. He's turning it on to heat up the house. And he's not doing this to go and heat up the food. Again, even though it's a psik resha that the food will get heated up, but its purpose is to turn on the heat for the house. However, Abul HaTanurim Shekorin English Kichen, but those ovens that are known as English ovens over here, Shederech HaKol Levasho B'chol Ager Ba'eh Milamala, that the normal way, maybe it's used as some sort of a furnace over here for the house, but they normally did cook on top of them, Isur Gomor Yesh B'zeh, Lahamid HaMaychol Lachame Ma'ideh Ein Yehudi Afilu Kodem HaSoka, then it's absolutely forbidden over here to put this on this cold English oven and then have the non-Jewish person turn on this oven to, quote, heat up the house, but also that's a normal way of cooking. Devadai Kavonos Ein Yehudi Ba'hasek Achakach Gam Bishul Hakderos, because the non-Jewish person has a duality of double purpose over here to heat up the house and to cook the food. This is brought down the name of the Savior Tuvtam V'das from the Marshak in Simin Kufayin Hei. This is also the opinion of Shelus Chuz Beis Shlomo, and also Shelus Chuz Sholo Meshev, which the Mishnah Berurah gives all the locations, and he says this is further also discussed in the Bir Halacha Ayin Sham. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Kuf explains the Rama who said also b'chi haygav, that you're not allowed to do this in any fashion for the Jewish person to place this on the furnace. Rotsu Lomar, the Mishnah Berurah explains that the Rama is telling us that it's also lahoshiv akderus etzol tanur besachor. If you're not allowed to place the food next to, adjacent to this furnace, or all of, or on top of the furnace, afilu kol demahesek, even before the non-Jewish person is going to fire up this furnace, the Jewish person can't place the food there. The heavy leki echad nosin akdera, because this is analogous to one person placing a kedera on a fire, the echad esh, the other person putting on the fire. Darishon pater avalasa, this is forbidden rabbinically, even though you may not be over nisa darais, because it wasn't yet able to heat up the food, but the first person who puts it down is not allowed to do this mid rabban. As opposed to Masha Enkain, Ba'amir Aliena Yehudi, the Shari, but by telling it to a non-Jewish person, that we said is permissible. Do'iko kavanosam l'chami mabayis the Shari, because the non-Jewish person is actually doing something that is permissible in terms of heating up the house. That's the purpose that he's turning on that oven, that furnace. Dishu footnote 123 brings down from the Chayyad, and the same thing applies when you're allowed to heat up food by asking a non-Jewish person to heat up food for a child that there's nothing else for the child to eat. So even in this situation, you're allowed to ask the non-Jewish person to heat it up because the child has the status of a chol hashem bo sakana. Nevertheless, the Jewish person shouldn't put it on the fire and then tell the non-Jewish person to turn on the fire. That is not allowed. Shepater avalosu, that's a din derabbana, not to do this. Likewise, to go and place in an electric oven that is not turned on, and have it go on via a timer, so we've already brought down, and he repeats it over here, that the Chazon Ish says, Mitzad Isser Bishul Eino El Agroma. This would not be a direct Isser Bishul in this situation, and he would permit it under extenuating circumstances, for example, significant financial loss, as opposed to what we brought down in Dershu footnote 120 earlier in the Shir. Back to the Mishnah Berurah. He continues and he writes, Umizeh Nira Heter. From what we've discussed till now, there is a Heter that comes out. If a non-Jewish person put water into a container that was adjacent to or connected to this furnace, and the water heated up, the Jewish person would be permitted to benefit from this hot water, to use it, to go and rinse out kalim, utensils. And you can actually tell the non-Jewish person to do this, it's not a problem, because the kav chomer, it's actually a kav chomer. With a cooked dish, when you're placing over here a cooked dish that has liquid in it, next to this furnace, even though the furnace is for heating, you're getting a psik ratio here by telling a non-Jewish person to put your cooked dish next to this, and we said that's permissible. So certainly with the water situation, Your purpose over here is that you're adding the water over here so that it shouldn't break the container. Otherwise, it will heat up and it will break on its own. And therefore, even if the non-Jewish person put in water after it's already heated up, it actually is permissible. However, the Mishnah Berurah does conclude, he says, Lomar Leni Yehudi Nira Lesser Achashi Siku. You shouldn't do this after the fire has already been lit over here, then tell the non-Jewish person to add the water. However, Avo Yisrael also Litin Mayim Letzoch Hachdera Afilu Kodem Shesiku Eni Yehudi. But we remind ourselves, the Mishnah Berurah says, that a non-Jewish person may be allowed to put the water in beforehand, but a Jewish person should not put the water in beforehand and then have the non-Jewish person turn on this furnace. And that which we allowed us to use that hot water that had been heated up by a non-Jewish person in this container attached to the furnace, we allow you to rinse out your kelim with this. That's if they're not very greasy and fatty. Because if they have grease and fat on them, because in a situation where there's a lot of grease on them, by pouring the hot water on top of them, you're going to turn this solid fat into a liquid fat. Kamosha Kosov Simon Shin Chaf Sif Yudal, as we'll learn later on in Shulchan Aruch, Elo Yaniach HaKli Toch HaMayim. What you can do is put the utensil in the hot water, V'lo Ya'arelim, but not pour it on them, and that is permissible. Dizeh Shari Mishum Delo Ka'ovid Maisa, because you're not doing something in that situation, it's happening, so to say, by itself. You're not pouring it on it, you're placing the utensil inside the hot water, and the fat is coming off, so to say, by itself. Finally, we conclude with the last words of the Rama over here. Avo l'makaderos adayin chamin. But if the utensils that you want to heat up over here are still somewhat hot, mutur lahamidan eitzel tanur beis achoreth, then you yourself are allowed to place it next to this furnace. Me'achash in his bar, as we've already explained, the tanurim shalonu yeshlam din kira, because our ovens today have the status of a kira. Even though they may be a tanur in name, they have the status of the kira of the time of the Gemara. Usmicha bikira she'ena grufa k'tuma, and placing something next to an oven called a kira, even without a blech, is kedin grufa k'tuma l'inyan nesina olel. Placing it next to that, even without a blech, is the equivalent of the din of placing it on the grufa uktuma kira, on this blech on top of a kira, and therefore it actually is permissible. Mr. Bruin Sivkut and Kufalif explains it has to be still hot. Afilu ena yatsu lettuce bem. Again, it doesn't have to be so hot that it's still at the temperature of yatsu lettuce bo, but even if it's less than that, but it's not cold, this is permissible. Sivkut and Kuf Beis, the Mr. Bruin says, Afilu Yisrael, even a Jewish person, as I pointed out, is allowed to do this. Certainly a non-Jewish person can. Afilu la'achar shusak, and this is even after the furnace has been turned on by the non-Jewish person, or if it was on before Shabbos anyway, it is still permissible. Sivkut and Kuf Gimel, you're allowed to put it adjacent to this furnace, Avol Olav, but on top of the furnace, Bekosh Gim Besochin, certainly inside the furnace, also, that still is prohibited for a Jewish person to do, Kivin She'en Ogar Fakot, because it's not covered up, so to say, with our blech, the coals aren't shoveled out or covered up. And he says, Vafilu Kodem Hesek, even before this furnace is lit, also Litin Olav, the Jewish person can't put the dish on top or inside this furnace. Mishum chashash, because we're concerned in this situation, because then we're concerned that it's not hot enough for you, and you're going to go stir the coals in order to heat it up further. In order that the food on the top should get heated up very well to the boiling point. Then the Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, Va'olam no'agu heter, the Welt has accepted upon themselves the kula opinion, the lenient opinion, litin alav kederus chamin koden hesek, that a Jewish person can go and put the kedera of food that's still a little bit hot even before the non-Jewish person has lit the fire. He doesn't have to ask a non-Jewish person to do this, but the Jewish person himself can put it on top of the furnace before this furnace is lit up. V'yesh lema ma shi yismochu. And there are opinions that they can rely upon. Ukamoshe kasavnu le'el be'oz pe'alef, as we've already learned in Sivkut and pe'alef. And he says, remind yourself, look over there, ayin sham. However, aval achar hesek lo yinakeh. But once the furnace has been lit by the non-Jewish person, you certainly can't do this. Rak tzorich litein eza daf o eitz tachas hakedera lekeira. But you could put some sort of a blech or a board up there on top of the oven over here to remind you. And this way, the chanal, as we've explained, the shema mamir would be acceptable. Finally, Sivkat and Kuf Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah writes, wrote Salomar, the Ramah was telling us over here, just like he can put down through following the laws of Chazara on Shabbos, on top of a blech, on top of a kira, so too you're allowed to put adjacent to such a kira, your tafshal over here, even though there is no blech on this kira. That concludes today's shir.